Ben, you've been reporting on VPSOs and their potential training to carry firearms. What have you learned in the last week or two?
Dave, the first group of VPSOs will be seven VPSOs through the program to get towards training to carry firearms. Originally it was 21, but now there's seven in that course right now.
Ben, I understand there were more like 20 or 21 VPSOs who were initially sponsored by their community and had expressed interest in going through this program, but now just down to seven. What are the hurdles that have changed? Why is there less participation than originally thought?
They have run into some trouble with individual VPSOs making a decision that they may not want to be in a situation where they have to use deadly force in their village on community members, potentially family members. Also, some have struggled with the physical requirements of this. There's a strenuous involves running, push-ups, and sit-ups.
And these are the same physical standards that troopers are required to meet to get into the academy or something, I think. Is that not right?
It's one level of trooper requirements to get into the academy, and they based a lot of reports for this program off how they train troopers and what troopers must do to make it to that point.
Okay, so what happens from here before we see a VPSO carrying a firearm on duty in a village?
Right now, we're just through very extensive written psychological testing. There's plans for in-person psychological testing with the same doctor that deals with troopers. Ultimately, there's a three-member panel that's going to make a recommendation to the colonel in charge of troopers as to whether these seven make the training. That's 21 days of training in March at the Trooper Academy. They're using much of the same training they use for troopers. Looking at weapons ethics, they're looking at different when you use deadly force and why, all sorts of simulations. And after that, there is extensive on-the-ground mentorship and observation with troopers that involves some in urban areas where the VPSO will travel and work with a trooper on the ground in an urban area. And also the troopers will go out to the home villages of these VPSOs and be there to be their partner, to be working alongside them as they begin to have firearms and use that as part of their job.
It sounds like there's much more down the road still ahead and just in the initial phases now, but we appreciate that update, Ben.
Thank you, Dave.